Welcome.
Hi.
It is so lovely to meet you in person.
Of course. I've heard such great things.
I'm so glad to hear that. Well, may I see your resume?
Yes, of course.
Great. Thank you, Justine.
Yeah.
It says here you've been in two serious relationships within the past 5 years?
Yes. Yes, I have. I also lived with both of them.
Fantastic. I have no idea how many of these girls come in and haven't lived with their boyfriends. It's ridiculous.
Well, I can assure you that I'm totally housebroken. Yeah, I actually did all the cooking and the cleaning and upkeep of both of the homes. And, I make a great sandwich.
I love sandwiches.
Yeah, who doesn't love sandwiches, right?
But don't you give me any crust.
No, never.
I see here you had a couple slutty years in college.
Oh, yes, of course. I actually graduated Arizona State University, so, you know.
Oh, perfect. That is so important.
Oh, also I did gymnastics in high school, so I don't know if that's on there. But...
You're a trained gymnast?
Yes.
Well, Justine, what can I say? You know, really, I'm the lucky one today. You are more than qualified to be my girlfriend.
Thank you.
You know, I don't normally do this, but I feel it, and I'd really like to offer you this job right here on the spot.
Oh my god! Yes! I would absolutely love the position.
Fantastic. You'll start Monday.
Ryan, I promise I will not let you down.
Did you just call me Ryan?
Yeah. Ryan Coleman, right?
No. Well, Ryan's down the hall. I'm Jerry. Jerry Wolf.
Oh. Shit. You're not Ryan. Oh my god, this is so embarrassing. I was really playing it up for Ryan. I guess I'm just gonna go, but,
Don't be rash. How about this? You take a look at my resume, and we'll see what happens.
Screw it, I'm already here. Let's see what you've got.
I mean, it's some schmutz, but...
Dirty. Wow. So much experience.
You can't teach experience.
Sarah Walsh, LaShonda, Olga Smith, Ming Lee.
Equal opportunity.
Mrs. Pearson?
She was a sweet old lady.
Javier Rodriguez? That's a man, right?
I've had a lot of experience.
And why is there an asterisk on Mary McBain's name?
There's some technicalities with the restraining order, so actually she's allowed closer than I'd like, but,
Is that who that is?
Yeah. I can't seem to shake her.
Hi. Okay. Listen, Jared, can I just be honest with you?
It's Jerry, but sure, please.
Listen, Jerry. Ryan offers great benefits for his girlfriends. And, he travels a lot, and I'm really in a place where I want to see the world and experience more and you know, have more of, like, a cultured life than whatever this is about. So I am going to have to take that interview.
But, well, hey, wait a minute. You're a really sweet girl, and I could get up in that. Wait a second, please. I mean, here, just take my card. Just call me, should you need anything. I...
Give it to me.
Should anything come up?
Yeah.
Please let me know how it goes with Ryan.
Okay.
I'll be in touch.
Thanks, Jerry.
I'll be thinking of you.
Thank you.
If you dig, dig, dig with a shovel or a pick.
In a mine.
Where a million diamonds shine.
We dig, 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 dig from early on to night. We dig, 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 dig up everything in sight.
We dig up diamond miles more. 1,000 rubies, sometimes more.
But we don't know what we took them for.
We dig, 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 dig.
Thank you.
Now here's a little story. To tell it is a must. About an unsung hero that moves away a dust. Some people make a fortune, others earn a mint. My old man don't earn much. In fact, he's flipping skint. Oh, my old man's a dustman. He wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers, and he lives in a council flat. He looks a proper nana in his great big cocktail boots. He's got such a job to pull them up, but he calls them daisy roots. Some folks give tips at Christmas, and some of them forget. So when he picks their bins up, he spills some on the step. Now one old man got nasty, and two the council wrote. Next time my old man went round there, he punched him up the throat. Oh, my old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears got blimey trousers, and he lives in a council flat. I say, Les.
Yeah?
I found a police dog in my dustbin.
Well, how do you know he's a police dog?
He had a policeman with him. Though my old man's a dustman, he's got an heart of gold. He got married recently, though he's 86 years old. We said, here, hang on, Dad, you're getting past your prime. He said, well, when you get my age, it helps to pass the time. My old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers, and he lives in a council flat. I say. My dustbin's full of lilies.
Well, throw them away, then.
I can't, lilies wearing them. One day whilst in a hurry, he missed a lady's bin. He hadn't gone but a few yards when she chased after him.
What game do you think you're playing?
She cried right from the heart.
You've missed me, am I too late?
Now jump up on the cart. He wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers, and he lives in the council flat. I say.
That's you again.
My dustbin's absolutely full with toadstools. Cause there's not much room inside. He found a tiger's head one day, nailed to a piece of wood. The tiger looked quite miserable, but I suppose he should. Just then from out a window, a voice began to wail. He said, oi, where's me tiger's head?
4 foot from his tail.
Oh, my old man's a dustman. He wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers, and he lives in a council flat. Next time you see a dustman looking all pale and sad, don't kick him in the dustbin. It might be my old dad.
Well, I'm a dog pipeliner, live my line all day. Yeah, I'm a dog pipeliner, and I live my line.
dry. No, you never miss the water, honey. Delaware runs dry. And you never miss your good man until he says goodbye. Yet I'm an old pipeliner and I lay my line all day. I'm an old pipeliner and I lay my line all day. I got 47 women just to wait to draw my pay.
I lived on a farm out in Iowa. I pulled the corn and I worked in the hay. Got trapped by a girl but I wiggled free. Heard the Oregon timber calling me. Will you tell me something, Mr. Lumberjack? Is it one for forward and three for back? Is it two for stop or four for go? Boy, ask a whistle punk, I don't know. Well, I learned this fact from a logger named Ray. You don't cut timber on a windy day. Stay out of the woods when the moisture's low, or you ain't gonna live to collect your dough. Will you tell me something, Mr. Lumberjack? Is it one for forward and three for back? Is it two for stop or four for go? Boy, ask a whistle punk, I don't know. Well, you work in the woods from morning to night. You laugh and sing and you cuss and fight. On Saturday night you go to Eugene. And on a Sunday morning your pockets are clean. Will you tell me something, Mr. Lumberjack? Is it one for forward and three for back? Is it two for stop or four for go? Boy, ask a whistle punk, I don't know.
Born to be a roughneck, I'll never amount to nothing. Pulling keys and laying pipe is hard labor. But I was born in a boomer shack about a half a mile from town. Papa was a driller on a wildcat crew, and my mama never was around. I learned to cuss when I was two, and fight when I was three. And by the time I was five, there was no kid alive could ever get the best of me. Born to be a roughneck, I'll never amount to nothing. Pulling case and laying pipe is hard labor. About knee high, skinning the knuckles on my two bare hands, but they never heard me cry. I remember walking down the road and hearing somebody say, he was born to live a roughneck's life and he's never gonna change his way. Born to be a roughneck, I'll never amount to nothing. Pulling laying pipe is hard labor. Born to be a roughneck, I'll never amount to nothing. Pulling case and laying pipe is hard labor.
Out 10 days again. 4 days ain't enough to lose these low-down roughneck blues. I'd like to quit, but I don't know how. I guess my blood is screwed all now. I guess I'm never gonna lose these low-down roughneck blues. On at midnight, off at noon, my 4 days off can't come too soon. Make good money, spend it all when I go on a ball. 10 days out and 4 days in, and then I'm out 10 days again. 4 days ain't enough to lose these low-down roughneck blues. I'll be. I'd like to quit, but I don't know how. I guess my blood is screwed all now. I guess I'm never gonna lose these low-down roughneck blues. On at midnight, off at noon, my 4 days off can't come too soon. Make good money, spend it all when I go on a ball. 10 days out and 4 days in, out 10 days again. I guess I'm never gonna lose these low-down roughneck blues.
Listen to the vessels, the stomping on the floor, as she glides out from the kitchen and through that swinging door. She's blonde and tall and handsome and owned quite well by all. She's that sexy waitress down at the Norway Hall. She came from Missoula on cold December day. As she walked down Main Street, you can hear all the fellers say, that girl must be Norwegian, she's long and she's tall. Now she's the brand new waitress down at the Norway Hall. Listen to the whistles, the stomping on the floor, as she glides up from the kitchen and through that swinging door. She's blonde and tall and handsome and owned quite well by all. She's that sexy waitress down at the Norway Hall. The members all get bug-eyed as she goes passing by. Any son of Norway tries to catch her eye. Our wives are also jealous of this living doll, that sexy combination down at the Norway Hall. Listen to the whistles, the stomping on the floor, as she glides up from the kitchen and through that swinging door. She's blonde and tall and handsome and known quite well by all. She's that sexy waitress down at the Norway Hall.
Ooh-bop, doo-bop, shooby-dooby-doo-bop. Ooh-bop, doo-bop, shooby-dooby-doo-bop. Ooh-bop, doo-bop, shooby-dooby-doo-bop. Ooh-bop, doo-bop, shooby-dooby-doo-bop.
Well, there's a driving on the corner, and there's a doll working there. She's the cutest little doll that I ever saw, any place or anywhere. She gave me service with a smile. Service with a smile. And when she called me honey child, she gave me service with a smile. Well, I've been drinking so much coffee, and I've been eating so much pie. I've been missing my sleep, and it sure ain't cheap to try to catch that car hop's eye. She gave me service with a smile. Service with a smile. And when she called me honey,
job. She gave me service with a service with a smile. And when she smiles, my head starts spinning. And when she walks, my heart just flips. And when I realize what's before my eyes, I start giving her bigger tips. She gave me service with a smile. And when she called me honey child, she gave me service with a smile.
Okay, Wally Blue is standing by in Napoleon, Ohio, with a report. Come in, please, Wally Blue.
Wally Blue here in Napoleon, Ohio, at the Great Lakes Paperclip Company. I have been conducting a survey of industrialists who are trying to contribute to the economic health of our nation, and I've come here to speak to the president of the firm, Mr. Hudley Pierce. Thank you for the warm welcome you gave me, Hudley.
Well, thank you. We're always pleased to have visitors here at the plant.
I was amazed to find such a huge factory devoted to the manufacture of such a small item as paper clips.
Well, actually, we're one of the small fellows in the business. There are several companies much bigger than ours in the paper clip business, but we all have the same problems: waste, inefficiency, goofing off, so forth.
Certainly, but you've been doing your best to fight that sort of thing. I was impressed in that one building I saw. I know you have others, but in that one, there was no machinery whatsoever.
No, we don't have any machinery. You see, we buy our wire in long strips, and then our workers cut them in shorter strips, and then bend them by hand into paper clips.
You must have to get a tremendous price for your product if it's handmade like that.
No, we're actually holding the line on cost there. We sell a box of 100 for 10 cents.
Wow.
And here at the factory for 6 cents a box in gross lots.
How many boxes can you turn out in, say, a week's time?
Well, with all three shifts going, we could make 12 boxes. 200 boxes, maybe. And we can clear about $12.
I mean, you can run a big operation like I've seen here and only take in $12 a week?
Well, we have a low wage structure. You see, here again, we hold the line on costs. Our average worker makes about 14 cents a week.
That is ridiculous. How could anybody possibly live on 14 cents a week?
We don't pry into the personal lives of our employees, Wally. But as I understand it, our people live in caves on the edge of town, and they forage for food.
Well, I noticed... all of your employees seem to be dressed in rags. They have little strips of cloth tied around their feet.
Well, you can't wear shoes when you make 14 cents a week. I guess that's obvious to everybody.
I guess so. That would probably account for a lot of the grumbling I heard while I was over there.
I'm sure it would, yes. Yes, it would.
Still can't understand how anybody can work on a salary like you've described.
Well, there are a few loopholes in our union contract. For instance, there's no mention of wages at all. But there is a provision that makes the worker liable for prosecution and imprisonment if he tries to quit.
I imagine the union will have that changed the first chance it gets, huh?
Well, no, we have what's called a 99-year sweetheart contract. And it has 86 years to run, so we're in pretty good shape.
Well, you've got some time to look ahead, Mr. Pearson. Thanks again for the welcome I got out here. A tip of our hat to you in your fight against all of this waste and corruption.
Thank you very much.
Hudley Pierce, the Great Lakes Paperclip Factory. Thank you.
Joe working man's wife, that's how I was defined. As if that was my life, my hope and my mind. But I worked in a bake shop, did the housework at night, and there was no time to stop for a young bird in flight. Well, in time there were babies, and I had to make us a home. Joe was working two jobs, and I was always alone. I needed some time and just a little control, just to keep my right mind, just to try to stay whole. It'll grind up the meek when your money runs short about the end of a week, and your car needs some tires, and your kid needs some shoes for a working. That's an old kind of blues. Now this system buys hands, but you must not use your head. It'll shake you and break you till all your senses are dead. Get to the source. I think me and this system got to get a divorce. I can't make it.
come from. Yeah, and we got anger to burn. But we're talking and moving. We're gonna study and learn. Build a unity train. Today is the bosses. I know tomorrow is mine. And I know it takes loving. And I know it takes time. But I'm a working class woman. And the future is mine.
All right, I want you to take a little break here, coffee break time. Smoke them if you got them. Whatever else you want to do. Just be back in a couple minutes. I'd like to welcome you to the Bit Slap here with your old pal, KBC, and you'll find that I am a most benevolent boss. We are looking at work and labor this week in honor of Labor Day. Labor Day brought to you by those fucking socialistic unions. Same guys that gave us the weekend and safer working conditions and, you know, benefits. All that socialist crap. And, yeah, we're looking at jobs and hopelessness of working and, you know, things like that. I myself am not working. I will admit that. I was working for the post office earlier this year. It was a completely unsatisfactory situation for everyone involved, especially me. It involved getting up at 2:30 in the morning, getting in there at 4. It was close by. It wasn't bad. In the middle of winter. And for my trouble, I got to work with some Neanderthals. And I do mean Neanderthals. That's the only way to describe it. I'm sure they describe me in similarly grueling terms, and I'm just glad it's behind me. So, let's see, what have we heard? We had started out with something from YouTube, If Dating Was a Job Interview, from Justine Colbert. From Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Hi Ho, Hi Ho, it's off to work we go. Lonnie Donegan, the man who was unnaturally attached to our chewing gum, and that was My Old Man's a Dustman. Pipeliner Blues was Adolf Hoffner, and then two from Johnny Cash, we heard Lumberjack and Roughneck. And then Al Terry, the Roughneck Blues. I find a lot of stuff about by Al Terry that I really like. Just so you know. The Waitress at the Norway Hall was Stan and Doug. Stan Borson and Doug, I believe his last name is Sederma. Something like that. The Cufflinks, Service with a Smile. And then Bob and Ray, the Great Lakes Paperclip Company. Does that sound like your job? Mm-hmm. And then Barbara Dane, the Working Class Woman. And that brings us up to where we are now. We're going to look now at those fucking unions and safe working conditions and stuff. The knife. I'll be back.
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so fucking crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they've tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill. You want to be like the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
married to a man who's a union man, and you can join the ladies' auxiliary, because married life ain't hard when you got a union card, and a union life is a happy life if you got a union wife.
Boy, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Boy, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Here's the day I hope I can sing it again. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die.
Now, if you want higher wages, let me tell you what to do. You got to talk to the workers in the shop with you. You got to build you a union, got to make it strong. But if you all stick together, boys, it won't be long. You get shorter hours, better working conditions, vacations with pay, take your kid to the seashore. It ain't quite this simple, so I better explain just why you got to ride on the union train. Because if you wait for the boss to raise your pay, we'll all be a-waiting till Judgment Day. We'll all be buried, gone to heaven. St. Peter will be the straw boss then. Now you know you're underpaid, but the boss says you ain't. He speeds up the work till you're about to faint. You may be down and out, but you ain't beaten. You can pass out a leaflet and call a meeting. Talk it over, speak your mind, decide to do something about it. Of course, the boss may persuade some poor damn fool to go to your meeting and act like a stool, but you can always tell a stool, though, well, that's a fact. He's got a yaller streaker running down his back. He doesn't have to stool. He'll always get along on what he takes out of blind men's cups. You got a union now and you're sitting pretty. Put some of the boys on the steering committee. The boss won't listen when one guy squawks, but he's got to listen when the union talks. He'd better be mighty lonely. Everybody decide to walk out on him. Suppose they're working you so hard it's just outrageous, and they're paying you all starvation wages. You go to the boss and the boss would yell, before I raise your pay, I'd see you all in hell. Well, he's puffing a big cigar, feeling mighty slick, cause he thinks he's got your union lick. Well, he looks out the window and what does he see but a thousand pickets, and they all agree he's a bastard, unfair slave driver. Bet he beats his wife. Now, boys, you come to the hardest time. The boss will try to bust your picket line. He'll call out the police, the National Guard. They'll tell you it's a crime to have a union card. They'll raid your meeting. They'll hit you on the head. They'll call every one of you a damn red unpatriotic Japanese spies, sabotaging national defense. But out at Ford, here's what they found. And out at Vulti, here's what they found. And out at Alice Chalmers, here's what they found. And down at Bethlehem, here's what they found. That if you don't let red baiting break you up, and if you don't let stool pigeons break you up, and if you don't let vigilantes break you up, and if you don't let race hatred break you up, you'll win. What I mean, take it easy, but take it.
Boss right in the eye and say, we just come to work here.
clothes are brought down to his knees. Saw lots of union busting and watched our planes rusting while our tops shipped overseas. 60,000 workers that we buried last year found the cost of doing business too high. We just come to work here, we don't come to die. Now while you're up there talking in an air-conditioned office on a telephone that OSHA approved, go on and tell me how much you've been spending on safety. Pardon me, I'm not moved. There's only one way to put an end to the slaughter. Just look your boss right in the eye. Tell him we just come to work here, we don't come to die. We just come to work here, we don't come to die.
Factory hand when things were moving slow, when children worked in cotton mills each morning had to go. Every morning just at five a whistle blew on time and called them babies out of bed at the age of 8 and 9. Out of bed, little sleepy heads, and get your bite to eat. The factory whistle's calling you, there's no more time to sleep. The children all grew up on learn, they never went to school. They never learned to read and write, but learned to spin and spool. Every time I close my eyes, I see that picture still. When textile work was carried on with babies in the mill. Those little ones were strictly forced to go. Those babies had to be on time through rain and sleet and snow. Many times when things went wrong, their bosses often frowned. Many times those little ones was kicked and shoved around. Come out of bed, little sleepy head, get your bite to eat. The factory whistle's calling you, there's no more time to sleep. Old timer, can't you see that scene back through the years gone by? Those babies all went on the job the same as you and I. I know you're glad that things have changed, for we have lots of fun as we go in and do the jobs that babies used to run. Come out of bed, little sleepy head, and get your bite to eat. The factory whistle's calling you, there's no more time to sleep.
As I read the morning paper, I look the won't ad through. I thought perhaps that I could find some honest work to do. I knew that I had never shirked the work assigned to me, but young men wanted for the job with all that I could see.
Young men wanted is all here today. Young men wanted, the old man cast away. Pray the Lord to help me, these warriors of life, the missing link in life between 40 and 65.
I may get the old age pension if I see 65. But I've so many years to go, how can I stay alive? When you have reached the middle age, your useful days are through. With young men taking all the jobs, there's nothing left to do.
Young men wanted is all here today. Young men wanted, the old man cast away. I pray the Lord to help me these weary years to find the missing link that lies between 40 and 65.
When this dreary life is ended and I am laid to rest, my weary soul will take its flight to mansions of the blessed. St. Peter then will welcome me the moment I arrive, and I won't wait outside the gate until I'm 65.
Young men wanted, it's all here today. Young men wanted, the old man cast away. I pray the Lord to help me these weary years of life, the missing link that lies between 40 and 65.
It was early springtime and the strike was on. It drove us miners out of doors, out from the houses that the company owned. We moved into tents up at Old Ludlow. I was worried bad about my children, soldiers guarding the railroad bridge. Every once in a while a bullet would fly, kick up gravel under my feet. We were so afraid you'd kill our children, dug us a cave that's 7 foot deep, carried our young ones and a pregnant woman down inside the cave to sleep. That very night you soldiers waited till all us miners was asleep. You snuck around our little tent town, soaked our tents with your kerosene. You struck a match and the blaze it started. You pulled the triggers of your Gatling guns. I made a run for the children, but a firewall stopped me. 13 children died from your guns. I carried my blanket to a wire fence corner, watched the fire till the blaze died down. I helped some people drag their belongings while your bullets killed us all around. I never will forget the look on the faces of the men and women that awful day when we stood around to preach their funeral and lay the corpse of the dead away. We told the Colorado governor to phone the president, tell him call off his National Guard. But the National Guard belonged to the governor, so he didn't try so very hard. Our women from Trinidad, they hauled some potatoes up to Wallensburg in a little cart. They sold their potatoes and brought some guns back, and they put a gun in every hand. The state soldiers jumped us in the wire fence corners, did not know that we had these guns. And the redneck miners mowed down them troopers. You should have seen them poor boys run. We took some cement and walled the cave up where you killed these 13 children inside. I said, God bless the Mine Workers Union. Then I hung my head and cried.
was a factor down. My next door neighbor, he got a PhD. Now he's in the unemployment line, standing next to me. Down on the corner, they're boarding up the stove. They call us the working class, but we ain't working. For the local CEO, they're giving all the money to the brokers and the banks. I asked them for just a little bit. They said thanks, but no thanks. This morning the boss man, he showed me the door. They called
Welcome to another exciting episode of Are You Unemployed? Here's your host, the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Hello, jobless Americans. The unemployment figures have been released, so it's time to see if you're officially unemployed. Let's meet our contestants. Contestant number one, you were recently laid off. Have you found a new job?
No way. No one's hiring right now. I haven't even bothered to look.
I'm sorry. You are not in the labor market and therefore are not officially unemployed. Contestant number two. It says here you lost your job as an auto worker. Have you found a new one?
No, not yet. The industry isn't doing so well. I need a job, but I stopped looking because the plant's closed down.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not working, but you are not officially unemployed either. Contestant number three, you were an airline pilot until a recent downsizing. Have you found work?
While I'm still looking for a real job, all I could get was 4 hours a week at the home center.
Oh, no. That 4 hours counts as employed. Contestant number four, you lost your job as a stockbroker. Have you found another?
No, I haven't yet. But I did look in the classifieds last week.
Congratulations, contestant number four! You get to be counted in the official unemployment rate!
But what about the other contestants? They're jobless. Why don't they count?
Well, if we included them, that would make the number much worse! But we can't go around including millions more jobless Americans. It could start a panic and we'd be totally screwed!
This program has been canceled due to the recession.
This year, the unemployment rate in Portland hit 12%.
12% of us are out of work.
That's 1 in 8.
2 in 16.
7 in 56.
Every politician has
a plan, but nothing
seems to work.
Work.
We need to work.
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 We need to work.
But now, there's hope.
Imagine a Portland with 100% employment.
100% employment. A Portland where we all have jobs.
Completing each
other's
sentences.
Some of us get paid to start a sentence.
And the others get paid to finish it.
To finish it.
Kids.
Couples.
Grandfathers.
Musicians.
Cyclists.
Artists.
Stupid heads.
Crumb bums.
Dweebs.
Sluts.
Soccer cousins.
Idiots.
People who are not good at reading.
Everyone.
Paid to be in a commercial.
Where all
we have to do
is
complete each other's sentences.
Complete each other's
sentences.
Complete each other's
sentences.
Complete each other's sentences.
Complete each other's
sentences.
Each other's set. No, I don't need to do that.
You just have to complete the sentence, sir.
I don't have to complete anything.
I'll give you $500.
Finish your own sentence. Ah, damn it.
Alrighty, we are back with another thrilling playlist. There will be a quiz on this, by the way. And if you don't get 90%, you're fired. I know. Hey, it's not my rules. I'm just observing them, okay? We started with John Lennon. Of course, you remember him, don't you? Yes, of course you do. That was Working Class Hero from, I think that was his first or second solo album. I didn't bother to look. Yeah, sue me. Union Maid was the Old Crow Medicine Show. That's one of those Almanac Singers type songs. And then we did hear the Almanac Singers after that, the Talking Union. And I believe that was Pete Seeger. Pete Seeger was a member of the Almanac Singers for a while. After that, we heard Ann Feeney. We just come to work here. We don't come to die. Imagine the knife. Dorsey Dixon after that, Babies in the Mill. Because there was a time when if you wore clothes, they were made by babies. And actually, they probably still are, but they're not in this country, so we don't care. From 40 to 65 was the Masters Family. If you're over 40, you know exactly what that's all about. I'm 65. I'm well aware of what that's all about. They don't even look at you. Their eyes glaze over when you walk in for the interview. And, you know, it's just, if you're under 40, be ready because it's coming. Woody Guthrie after that, the Ludlow Massacre. True story from April 20th, day after Easter 1914, 101 years ago. Two women and 11 children murdered. And then the press gave it the real hard, my God, what a massacre, when three of the company goons were killed by angry workers. And that was a bigger tragedy to them than the 11 children. Some things haven't changed, have they? They call us the working class. And that was Walter Trout. Remember him? Yeah, good guitar player. Something else off of YouTube, the unemployment game show. Surprising outcome there. The unemployment PSA was from my favorite TV show. That was Portlandia. And then Man Incorporated and Fired. So if you're tired of working, got a couple of things that you can do. In the meantime, just stop back here next week. We'll have something more for you. Bye.
Right between your buttocks.
Take the job and
have my feet on your desk. Please take it as a sign of no respect. Your office was open, thought we'd have a little talk. Here's something you can stuff in your suggestion box. You're a bonehead jerk. Yeah, I said it. I've been doing all the work. You've been taking all the credit. Shooting me down, riding me steady. Come on, boss, fire when ready. I know you can't let me go without due cause, and I wouldn't want to see you breaking any laws. I could lay down on the job when I'm not homesick, but the more I think about it, this ought to do the trick. You're a bonehead jerk. Yeah, I said it. I've been doing all the work. You've been taking all the credit. Shooting me down, riding me steady. Come on, boss, fire when ready. That's it. But this just feels so much better. You're a bonehead jerk. Yeah, I said it. I've been doing all the work. You've been taking all the credit. Shooting me down, riding me steady. Come on, boss, fire when ready. You're a bonehead jerk. Yeah, I said it. I've been doing all the work. You've been taking all the credit. Shooting me down, riding me steady. Come on, boss, fire when ready.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all of the reasons I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way when I walk out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. I've been working in this factory pretty close to 15 years. I've seen some of my best friends, women, standing in a pool of tears. I've seen a lot of kinfolks dying. I had a lot of bills to pay. Lord, I'd give the shirt right off in my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't a working here no more. My woman done left and took all of the reasons I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way when I walk out the door. Take this job and shove it. Regular SOB, and the line boss, he's a fool. He got himself a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, he really thinks that's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top and there's gonna be hell to pay. I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't a working here no more. My woman working